Nicely with Martin Besser.
So we have launched something called Safe Space. So there's an app. It's called October Health app, and you can download it and use the code JACKER24 to receive extra lunar credits and gain access to 3 premium AI coaching courses. Now, these courses include managing your stress levels, building resilience, and also improving communication in your personal life. Now, these lunar credits that I'm talking about are basically AI, intelligent AI assistants that you can use to access these courses.
Right, okay.
And obviously, they are available 24/7, the kind of support. So please go and check it out. Go download the app and use the code JACKER24 and do some reading and take in some of the assistance that you get offered there. Men's Mental Health Month. It's always kind of awkward just calling it men's mental health, but when you realize that mental health is not just a thing that certain people talk about, everyone should talk about.
Absolutely.
And men, I suppose, are legendary for not talking about things. Mm. I think. Mm. In studio, our guest this morning to this topic is Lofi, better known as a musician, a rapper, a hip hop artist, Afrikaanse kunstenaar. Min mense weet altyd, jy weet waar vanaf 'n mens kom en wat se pad jy geloop het tot daar. You know, they only see you, only kind of see you and recognize you when you once you've kind of made it. But it's a long road to there. Am I right in saying the long road it doesn't always leave you?
No.
It plays a role for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You grew up in PE, much like myself. You grew up in Kberga school now in PE. And those were tougher times for you.
Yeah, I think I don't know if a lot of people know my history, but my drug of choice that time was tik and man drugs, and I was just a curious kid. Ek was 'n nuuskierige leutie gewees. I just wanted to know what it feels like. You know, the guy came to me one day, a friend of ours. He's like, "Yo, he did this the weekend, and it felt amazing. Alles just felt like the world stopped." You know. And then that's where I started the first time. I remember doing it the Friday. And then I left school the Monday. And then it was chaos from there, because now you're dealing with all these new feelings that the drug's creating. But you can't talk to your parents or your close circle, because you're like, we're not supposed to do this. Mm. And that was my battle for about 2 years. 2 years I was just clapping it, and I was like, well, if I can't talk to anyone, I might as well just smoke. And then you talk to your fellow drug addicts, and they're just telling us, "Ons het nog hier also, you know, we got more pulle here." And but I think that the changing point for where I left it was not just, I'll get to the point where it changed, but I remember one afternoon we sat and I looked down at, I had a Long John's on. My granny still gave me a Long John's. I had a Long John's on. And I was smoking. And I looked down to the guys and I'm like, "Yo, how did you guys get here?" He's like, "Wat praat jy?" I'm like, "Nah, ek weet nie, hoe het julle hier gekom nie?" And they're like, "No, we've been smoking together for this past week already." And I realized for that week I didn't consume any food. I just smoked. Wow. And obviously your brain can't just run on drugs.
No.
For a long time. And to Pacific, I'm about to lose my consciousness and who I am. And I just slowly started moving away from them. And I met a bra on the corner, Dionysius. He's a bra of mine. I mentioned him many times. And I just told him, I can't love like this no more. He didn't ask any questions. Little did I know what he went through as a drug addict. And found God in that corner. And my lewe het haar net geflip. You know, it never went back to being the same. But
and not all these stories are stories of a downward spiral.
Yeah.
There is no good ending.
Nope.
For anybody that goes down that route, because as much as it all, the irony is that the fact that it alters your mind, your brain, that's the crux of it. Mm. That's the gist of it. That's exactly what it does. And it's never for the better.
Mm.
And the mental health issues that you have after that, I suppose, it does affect your mental health, right?
I was sober for 2.5 years. Me and Emmy just got married. I was sober for 2.5 years, and I remember coming home from work. I had a normal job, guys. I had a normal job, cruise down, and all of a sudden, like, I think guys who's been on drugs can relate, and even alcohol and stuff, there's certain smells and tastes that remind you of certain things.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what it was, what I smelled that night, but I could smell duck. And I was like, yo, this is a feeling that I haven't had in 2 years, and it's a scary one.
The craving.
And yo, it was hectic. Literally, I felt my jaw tighten up and my eyes get hard. Mm-hmm. And I called Emmy and I was like, this is starting to happen. She's like, what do you want to do? I said, I just want to come home. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, then just come home. Mm-hmm. And I realized her being that serious, but not that serious, was like, bro, if you make this choice tonight to smoke, you lose everything you worked for. You know, I had a normal day, 8 to 5. I was getting home at like 10, but I had a normal job, I had a normal life. It was gelukkig, you know. And if I ruined that, I mean, Aaron was you know, not even a thought that time. And if I smoke now, I lose all of that. I lose all the trust I gained in my friends, family, you know, all of that stuff. And I just went home and I battled for it for like, I think 5 years. I'm sober now, 12 years. But on 5 years, it was difficult still, because certain smells and certain things people describe when a drug addict just sobers up and he talks about what he went through, and I'm like, choh. Ik weet exactly what you know from Brad. Now I can do it. Now it's fine. I can even watch movies now where people do it. But on the 5 year, 6 year mark, yo, it was bad.
Was still tough.
And it lives with you. The next you watch that movie or whatever, and the next Monday, Tuesday, you literally thinking of all of these things, all of the smells and all of the feelings. And it was rough, bro. I remember nights I was sober, like I had no drugs in my system, and I remember sitting next to Emmy and falling asleep, not really realizing I'm spiraling into that depression and that anxiety. And I would literally hear the last person I spoke to speak, and I would wake up and I tell Emmy, yeah, I can't let Martin hoor praat. And she's like, he's mom, man, there's no Martin's not here, you know. And I had to deal with that for many years, and I just pushed through, and doctors wanted to say it's this or it's that or it's that, and I just realized I need to like strengthen what I believe in and just push through.
Lofi, I have some experience with drug addiction in my family, and I've often thought to myself, drug addiction is you trying to fill something.
Yeah.
There's a hole, there is a something that you're trying. What were you trying to fill? What was missing that you were trying to either numb or fill with drugs?
So for me, I'm not bashing my dad or them or anyone, but I was the only child. It was just me. So where my friends had sisters and brothers and stuff, it was just me. You get home, like with my boy now, we try and spend more time with him. You know, you choose the movie, you choose the this. With my parents, they also had normal jobs. So my dad is working night shift, my mom was always obviously working. So by the time they get home, they're tired, which I now only understand. But with friends, you could speak anything. So the stuff that was supposed to happen in my house, like that loving, that caring, that nurturing, wasn't happening there. You know, it was happening in the streets where the Owens made you feel safe, and where the Owens made you feel the Owens accept you. The belonging thing was kind of that, because when we smoked weed, you talk about life and what we would be. That's the stuff you talk to your parents about, you know, your aspirations and your goals. And now you're sitting in a circle with this bro still just talking about his dream, and you're realizing the story he's spinning you today, he also spent 15 years ago to the bra that's now working overseas. What I mean? And he's still sitting behind the shop. I think that was just the emptiness I was feeling, like that belonging and stuff.
Open, honest conversations with Lofi this morning. And as jy wil bydra, enige vraag het, jy is baie, baie welkom. 0848-50-0942. And Men's Mental Health Month of November. Meer op pad.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Safe Space is what we launched. There is an app that you can download. It's called October Health App. And there's a code you can use to receive extra Lunar credits to gain access. That's the point of the app, to gain access to premium AI coaching courses that'll include managing your stress levels, obviously a major factor when it comes to mental health, building resilience and improving communication in your personal life. And talking about communication, not something that men are legendarily good at, especially when it comes to talking about your problems and your mental health, because I suppose traditionally and very much still today in a lot of cultures, it will be perceived as weakness. But there's a new generation of men, I think, that came through that proved that you can be honest and share and still be there for your family tough. In actual fact, it takes a tougher guy.
Yes.
To level.
Yeah, and to be vulnerable and honest and open about what they're feeling, it takes a much stronger man as far as I'm concerned. And as somebody who wants to be an ally or supportive, if you let me know that you're hurting, it gives me an opportunity to then help.
Showing vulnerability has become really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And I'm so glad, because I'm guessing many, many years ago it was not a thing.
No.
Yeah, and I'm very much into this thing of permission. You know, you hear somebody who's gone through something maybe similar to you, perhaps not quite exactly, but it also gives you permission to be able to voice your journey. Gives you permission to be able to say, oh, but I understand what he's saying, let me also then act accordingly. So very important.
And there's so much to learn from other people's experiences and perspectives. And no, parents can't always be there. No. It's a reality. Some people work really hard, and as Lofi said right now, that's when you turn often to the wrong people, because they give you that sense of belonging, that brotherhood, if you will. And that's when it can spiral out of control. And at some point, let me tell you something, you're going to face the consequences, man. It's going to affect your mental health. Just a quick one here that came through on 0848500942.
Short one. I'd say yeah, it's a major, major inspiration, and also is massive fans in. Ja, major respect vir waar deur jy gegaan het. Ek weet sommer jy is net 'n massive voorbeeld vir baie jong ouetjies daarso buite naag en in PE dispatch en so. And ja, just keep doing what you're doing, man.
That's the point. You know, people see you up on the stage and they listen to your music and it's cool and it's all that, and it's I often say this to him and other guys that do the kind of genres they do. For me, it's just like, it's just so cool. they can do what the rest of us can't do, and you see the crowds and how they react to them and stuff and how they respond to them, and then to use that attention and that focus point to also bring other things to those people's attention. That is exactly what she said right there. That is so, so important and so critical. People have to hear both sides of the story, because you can be more than one thing.
Yeah.
You cannot only be a success.
Yeah.
You can also share with people the vulnerabilities and the failures that you've had in your life, right? And isn't that healing in a way?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like, I didn't want to ride my story when we just entered the industry, because I didn't want to have pity. You know, I just wanted to, everyone must see the work and then wonder where I come from.
Sure.
You know, and I think that made it quite deep and quite special, because now we can do a Bas van die Plaas on stage and then afterwards chat to a, you know, a mother that's struggling with her kid and she's just not seeing, you know, she's not seeing Lofi. She's getting to see a genuine side, you know, of myself. So that's quite lekker. I just want to add quickly, Martin's saying doing what other artists can't do. Martin's hiding bangers, by the way. So we'll wait for the new year, donkey.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you, Lofi. Thank you. The truth will out.
Bangers wegsteek. Yes, sir.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
Mental Health Awareness Month, especially when it comes to men's mental health. Traditionally, historically, not really a talking point, but thank goodness in the last couple of years, men have opened up, and it is better for society. It's better for families. It's better for relationships. It is better for the world if all people speak about mental health and the challenges you face. If it's something that you want to deal privately with, then that is exactly where this app is quite a cool thing. You can download, it's called the October Health App. I know men's mental health is November. There's a history and a story to why it's called October Health. But nevertheless, go download the app and use the code JACKER24 if it's something that you want to talk about, and access some amazing courses and some material there to help you through it. Lofi is our guest on the show this morning. He's normally here to perform and have a good time and definitely the party starter, but it's so important that people in his position also speak about the life before what you see on stage and the challenges that come with it, drugs and mental health. What does depression feel like? I sometimes feel that we're too many steps ahead.
Yeah.
When it comes to talking about mental health.
Mm.
It's important to start for
at
me.
At the beginning.
At the beginning.
Yes.
What does depression feel like? What does depression feel like for you?
So I firstly want to just say, like, online we see too many kids use depression, the word depression, so lightly. A full depressed because they took your Xbox or they took your PlayStation, you know? That's not depression. Depression is feeling like you can't get up in the morning. You don't want to go. You feel like, I just want to hide. If I can just go home, just go lay, go sleep, go scroll on my phone for hours. I think it's, depression is different for everyone, you know? Mm. Like, it's now 12 years later and I still eat dips. I still eat dips where I'm like, I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't even want to go to the show.
Don't have the energy.
I don't have the energy. I literally want to get to the show 1 minute before I get on stage. Mm. And then as soon as I'm done, I want to leave, you know? Mm. And that affects, that can affect my family many times, you know? I pull away. I just want to be one side. Oh boy, I don't want to go kickball. Depression can look different to a lot of people.
That is an incredibly important point. I think the language we use, we've become lazy.
Mm. Mm.
We've become lazy. And I often see this one guy on TikTok, I think specifically, where he brings up this chart and he finds other ways of saying things.
Mm.
Mm.
Instead of saying you feel depressed, you can say I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
Mm.
Instead of saying you're sad, you can say something else. That is, depressed has become just
a word.
Overused word, and it sometimes makes people miss the point.
Mm.
Because you can be disappointed without suffering from depression. You can be sad without suffering from depression. But that's where professionals are so important. They are trained to understand the difference. So many words get thrown around these days. Mm. Narcissism.
Oh, big one.
Narcissism and this and this and even other words. So many words. Let's not go there. Let's not have it.
Yeah.
Depression is a real thing. You can deal with it. There are things that can take you on a downward spiral once again, like drugs, alcohol. Is a legal drug, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. And I actually wanted to just ask you about that, Lofi, because I know that you have now quit drinking.
Yep.
And I think that in this country in particular, I think we have a major drinking problem. And I think that a lot of people use the legal drug of alcohol to hide, run away, mask.
But it's numb.
But it's really hard, though, because we also socialize with alcohol. And you, particularly as a musician, you are literally in the places, performing in the places where alcohol is encouraged.
Yeah.
How did you firstly get to the point where you went, actually, enough is enough, this isn't good for me? And secondly, how do you keep on doing it without slipping back because friends, people, places,
bars,
people are drinking?
I think for me, it was an ego-based thing. Because ek is sterker wanneer ek om drink. You know, if I a couple of shots before my show.
Confidence.
Then, you know, not. Yeah, I want to say more cocky than confident. Like, I would perform, give my set, you know, I'm in my element, I'm in my vibe. Like you say, it's like a legal drug.
Mm.
Like, I'm completely someone different.
You're flowing.
And then, and then afterwards, I would stand my ground. And you know, and the next morning you wake up, you're like, Joe, should I have spoken to Martin like that? Or should I have, you know, could I have handled it better?
Mm.
But you can't gauge that because you're a completely different person when you drink. And I think just the mornings waking up feeling tear, you know, feeling sick. I remember we had a friend of mine, Devin, was here from PE, played in Bloemfontein. But we felt weird, man. I only had two drinks. The Wednesday, that was the weekend. The Wednesday, me and him walked to dusk camp. I was like, we need to get a vitamin B shot or something.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, yes, man, dit voel. And he finished my sentence. He's like, dit voel ons loop kan toe. Like, we're weird, we're off balance. And we definitely felt like we got spiked.
Wow.
But you'll never know. Cause
yes.
Four whiskeys can make you feel like, or four bottles of whiskeys make you feel like one glass with a pillikin makes you feel. You know what I mean? Mm. So I think it was just a a wake-up call. And then obviously he's like, nah, I'm going to take off this weekend. I'm not going to drink. And then you take off one weekend, next weekend you're back. Until I played Durban last year, September. With the same mindset, I'm going to just drink less, you know. But you don't really drink less. Someone just doesn't offer you more, you know. When the shots come, then you take it, you know what I mean. And I was performing, I looked down and I looked up and I forgot Vatskuna's lyrics. I never forget Vatskuna's lyrics. And I felt like someone was pouring water on me. And I looked back at Austin and he looked perfectly fine. And I take the mic and I'm like, I said, warm. And he's like, no, it's normal. He just shows me perform. What are you doing?
Keep going. Yeah.
And that was the night my liver bombed out. I had an inflammation mark of close to 700 and I think the level should be like 300 for men. And I couldn't understand. I thought I was going to die that night.
Sure.
And three shows in, it was hectic. And it's been a year later that I have not had a dope. And I spoke to a doctor. He's like, bro, put you next to someone that drinks every day of their life, like literally every morning of their life, and their liver will be more healthy. You unfortunately just had a bad liver. And it's a year later and I still deal with that. And many men also think, I'm not a doctor, but many men think, ach, I'm just having a tough time. But your organs and your liver and that stuff has so much to do with your mental space. If your stomach's not right, your mind's not right.
Very good point.
And that popped up. It's a whole year later. And today's Monday. Last week, Monday, I was in Cape Town. Sunday. The Monday I flew back, I told Emmy, my stomach's bombing out. Something's not lekker. And we're right back at where we need to start, at the foundation of what's happening with my anxiety and my
health.
Low feeling. I need to sort the gut health out. And now, as a man, I'm like, I got 4 days to sort it out because Saturday I fly out. I need to be fine by Friday. Saturday I fly out because we got another show. Can't disappoint.
Yeah.
Need to do this for my family. You know, can't disappoint the show on that side. It's a lot of stuff we think about, and that wrecks a man's brain at the end of the day.
Definitely want to chat about that next. Dealing with the pressure. Because it's easy to say, just change everything in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you know? You quit your job, you move on. No, you need to learn to deal with it.
Yeah.
Better and in a healthier way.
And also just tagging on to what you say about drinking, it's a culture that you step into, I find, as a young man, particularly.
Yeah.
When I started playing club rugby, it's not anything that anyone says. Yeah. You just expect it to. We're going to have down drinks at halftime. We're going to have a lack of jaw afterwards. It's a culture.
And a joke. People laugh about it.
Yes, they're never proud.
They're not concerned about it.
No.
Some more voice notes coming in.
What amazing means. Ek het die eer gehad om Loufie by die Woofstok fees te ontmoet. En ek wil net sê, hy is absoluut amazing. Maar hy het eintlik tyd gevat om met my en my dogters te praat. Nie gejaag nie, rustige mens. Absoluut tyd vir sy mere mens. En ek haal my hoed af vir wat jy deur is. Ek met 'n hele nuwe uitkyk na jou begin kyk. Nadat ek met jou gesels het, nadat ons jou story gehoor het, en ek wil net vir jou sê, wow, jy is absoluut amazing.
And most importantly, thank you for sharing. It has an impact.
Goeiemôre, Martin. Ek gaan nou maar so praat dat dit van my stem ken, nie. What a morning to do this. Maar ek is ook besig om deur 'n lelike addiction te gaan en ek probeer myself regkry. Alkohol. Ek het amper my 27-jarige huwelik in sy IPL en verloor nou en ja, ek wens het op niemand toe nie en ek verstaan precies wat Loufie sê, so ek werk daaraan. Het is baie alleen, maar ja, het is moeilik.
We got you, brother. Gaan download our app and listen if you feel that's not enough. I'm telling you now, go and speak to someone. They will give you help, guidance, perspective. And they'll make you realize there's another way of doing it in life. 0848500942. We'll wrap it up with Loufie next.
Breakfast with Martin Besser. 6 to 9 weekdays. Jacaranda FM.
We are chatting to Loufie this morning, and thank you for coming on the show and sharing. We spoke about, it's mental wellness awareness month, mental health awareness month, especially when it comes to men. Men should talk about it more often. Are you depressed? Do the good things don't feel good anymore? Do you need a substance to help you through it, to make it? Pressure is a big thing. You feel it in your mouth. You can't always take the pressure away. You can't take the source of it away because you need to feed the family. You got to have a job.
Yeah.
And jobs aren't always, you know, that easy.
Yeah.
So I get it. You've got to deal and change the way you react to it. You've got to change the way that you deal with it. And geloof me, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I'm a firm believer in professional help.
Yes. Mm.
Because those people are literally trained to sit and mm-hmm. listen to your story and to help you pick the right way of dealing with mm. it, right? Mm. It's not like you can stop singing. You can't take away all the temptations. You spoke mm. about a drug addiction. You spoke about dealing with alcohol. You go exactly to the places where all those are found.
Mm.
That is the constant. That stays the same. But the way that you deal with it, right? That's a whole different skill. Am I right?
Yeah. I think going back to where almost saying where it all started and where everything happened is your sterk marker. So you kind of put yourself in a position after you feel how strong you actually are. And gaan voel net. You know what I mean? Like, but go with your support system. It's baie belangrijk.
Yes.
To have a proper circle of friends and people that that know you. They're not going to verdunk you when you disappear for too long. You know, they got trust in you. Yeah. Just don't lose that trust with them.
Cut the things you can cut.
Yes.
Change the friends you can change. Mm-hmm. Change the things you really can change. Yeah. And there are those things.
Yeah.
There really, really are.
I remember just sitting one day where... It was all spiritual encounter, but that's a whole chat for another day. But I remember asking myself, if I have a boy one day, if I have a son one day, do I want to be a drug addict father? You know?
Sure.
And then my son's 7 now. And then obviously I was sober 3 or 4 years when he was born. Yes, my math is not 8 years. But I was sober when he was born. Right? Then I thought to myself, then I came home after shows smelling like dope.
Mm.
You know, I would start undressing myself here by the front door already, and when I get home to the bedroom, my shoes are off, I'm ready to sleep. And then I thought to myself, and obviously being a boy, they come creep in there, you know, they don't give a damn where they sleep. And I thought to myself, yes, now I'm bringing the Shabin to my bed, which is erg. And that was also a wake up call. It's like, I want to stop this, I want to leave this. And when the thing happened with my lover, the sex was like, nah, this is my cue.
Yeah.
I'm out. I'm done. I'm not going back. And now Aaron would say, Dad, is alcohol from the devil? I say, I wouldn't say that. Boy's like, but do you drink? I'm like, no. I'm like, Mommy has a cocktail now and then. Mom might be bad, you know. So, but the thing for him is, it's the picture I'm painting, or the picture he's painted from this whole situation is like, it's fine. I can count on my dad, and that's the main thing. What happens on the streets with kids falling into drugs and stuff is absent fathers. Mothers are always there, shouting, loving, screaming, washing clothes, cooking, making sure the plates in the thing.
Yeah.
It's interesting for me that you're choosing to parent the way that you weren't parented, because that's exactly what's happening here. You're healing inner Lofi by giving your son the dad you never had.
Yeah. Look, we always discipline now and then. Like now, me and my dad would have a relationship where he would just call me. He just wants to speak. He just wants to talk.
Sure.
He doesn't understand actually what work I do. But he's like, the car is this, the car that. And I'm like, lovely. So now my son comes to me with that same energy, but on a soccer level, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I do not understand soccer. I'm like, yes, boy, whatever.
But you're present.
Yeah.
You're being a father. You're there in his life.
But we've got our imperfections.
You were saying, we're just talking about the break just now. When I say professional help, often people think, okay, well, so that is psychiatry.
I'm saying
there are many levels down from there. Even your GP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it was my GP. That was the person who we just ended up talking. I was there because I needed treatment. Started talking, and I'm like, this guy is a great source. He's a great source. He'll listen to me. Yeah. He's keen, he's eager. And we have general meetups every now and again, because unfortunately, we do live in a world where not everybody is your ally. Mm. You're a man. And I hate to be crass, and we haven't mentioned it because we're being positive right now. But not everybody wants to hear from a man that, oh, I'm feeling down. Oh, I'm feeling bad. No, you need to man up. You need to stand up. You need to be the leader, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that is the reality of life. Sure. I've heard so many times and felt it and internalized that, oh, well, you're a man. I'm not here to solve your problems. You must deal with your own problems before whatever the case may be.
You're the strong one.
You be that guy. So find your ally, find the person. It doesn't have to be all of your friends, because not all of your friends are there for explicitly that.
So yeah. Important.
Find your ally.
Find your ally. Well, guys, this has all been, I actually think, very, very helpful.
Exceptionally helpful.
Yeah.
Also for me as a woman.
Yeah.
It's been really helpful to hear men speak about the issues they're going through and how I can be better.
We all know this. Women know this as well. Yeah. The healthier men are, the better society.
Yes.
The healthier women, and the more we look after women and children, the better for society.
Yeah.
It's not the one or the other.
No.
It is the whole unit, I think, is so important. Lofi, I can sit here and talk to you for hours, as always. Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you, bro.
Love at home. Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
That was just incredible. If you want to hear this, we'll podcast it for you. Put it on audio on demand on jacarandafm.com.
Breakfast with Martin Bester, driving you to work every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.
Voordat vir Lofi laat gaan, just one last voice note. And I really do appreciate the feedback. Especially from the guys this morning, because that's the whole point, to talk about it, open up when it comes to mental health, addiction, all that. Share it, please, on social media, keep it coming. But this one also came through, and thanks for this.
As ek so luister na hierdie mense, health safe places, ek wil graag ook gaan betrokke raak daarso, want ek luister na hierdie groot name. Dit is groot inspirerend om daarna te luister. Soos Lofi, wie sou nou gedink het, ou, soos jy het probleme gehad, verstaan? Mens sien nie die goeie deel van jou lewe, mens sien nie die deel van jou lewe nie, en ja, as ek kom by ons ouens wat niks is nie, dan jy sien net dit, verstaan, jy sien net die sleg, jy sien nooit die goeie raak nie. En het is diep gat, is een gat wat jou net elke dag dieper en dieper en dieper inval. En elke dag, jy grauw die gat jyself, en jy is die enigste met jouself waar die gat uit kan haal. En een mens kan dit nie alleen doen nie, dit sê ek so nou, en om te luister na dinge soos wat jy nou praat, hallo Fie, dankie Martin, jylle ouens maak, jylle maak het vir baie mans beter. He.
That's special. No.
I just want to add there, the only thing I want to add is, my bro, God eerste, that is how I live my life. And doesn't matter if we got rain whole week in Gauteng, die naweek gaan die son skyn. So there's always, as altyd sonlig op die einde van whatever donkerte jy deurgaan, my bro. Like, het het my a baie lang tyd gevat om te besef, like, ek kan beter doen, you know? En as die mense om jou nie dit kan respecteer, of jou changes kan respecteer, of lach vir jou wanneer jy sê, nee, ons ek rook jy mee, ek wil jy meer drinkie, dan is hulle nie ment om in jou leven te wees. So jy gaan definitely uitkom. Ek voel my en jou paie sal definitely kruis, en jy gaan my baie goeie nuus vertel. So sterk daar, my broer, en sterk te vermoel.
Thanks, my brother. Good to see you, Lofi, and thank you for sharing.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays. Jacaranda FM.